Chapter 13.2. Translator. Zia. Editor. Zia. After Yan Lanting had gone, Yi Lin'an asked Enrusa, "Why is he here?" Enrusa continued walking with the Yi siblings toward the west courtyard and replied, "I'm not sure. Some say he had a conflict with the princess and the princess made things difficult for him, which is why he came to the academy to teach. Others say he came to look for talent, but no one knows for sure." Then, she asked Yi Lin'an, "How did you come to know him?" Yi Lin'an remained silent and did not speak. Enrusa smiled but did not ask any further questions. The three of them reached the entrance of the west courtyard, by the arched bridge. Yi Lin'an stopped and watched as Enrusa led her younger sister across the bridge. He planned to wait until they had entered the west courtyard before leaving, but to his surprise, after crossing the bridge, Enrusa seemed to remember something. She asked Yi Jindai to wait where she was and walked back across the bridge. "I forgot to tell you something," Enrusa said as she approached Yi Lin'an, speaking softly. "After you left, a female student arrived at the west courtyard. Don't say I didn't warn you. She looks almost identical to Minister Sen. Even Grandma Wu treats her like her own granddaughter. When you see her, try not to lose control and break down in tears in front of the girl." Enrusa, who knew Yi Lin'an well and had a good relationship with him, was kindly offering this reminder, knowing he was familiar with many of her secrets. She just wanted to make sure that when he went to class the next day, he wouldn't lose his composure in front of the students. Yi Lin'an was stunned when he heard her words, and then a look of distaste appeared on his face. "Enrusa, you shouldn't have stayed in the academy. You should be writing storybooks instead." Break down in tears? He was a grown man, 7 feet tall, and he had more than enough discernment to not lose himself like that. No matter how much she resembled someone, it was just a face, nothing more. It wouldn't make him lose his mind. Enrusa was not bothered by Yi Lin'an's attitude. She only hoped that, in the future, Yi Lin'an could remain as determined as he was at this moment. After bidding Yi Lin'an farewell, Enrusa led Yi Jindai into the west courtyard. She planned to take Yi Jindai to lunch first, then stroll around the academy afterward, and in the afternoon, attend the entrance exam for the class. However, things moved faster than expected. As soon as they stepped into the west courtyard, they heard loud noises coming from the west courtyard's cafeteria. Students continued to rush out of the cafeteria, seemingly trying to hide from something. However, once they were outside, they hesitated to go further, instead gathering around the outside of the cafeteria to watch the commotion. Enrusa quickly walked towards the cafeteria, with Yi Jindai following closely behind her. When they reached the entrance, Enrusa was about to grab a student to inquire about the situation, but she almost collided with Bai Chushu and Sen Jing, who were coming out from inside. "And supervisor," Bai Chushu called out, but her voice was drowned out by the noise coming from the cafeteria. Enrusa asked, "What's happening inside?" Bai Chushu replied, "There's a fight." Enrusa almost thought she had taken the wrong path and ended up in the east courtyard. "A fight? Where? In the west courtyard? It's all girls in the west courtyard." Enrusa didn't have time to ask any more questions and immediately pushed through the crowd, heading into the cafeteria to break up the fight. Bai Chushu felt she could help, so she had come out earlier mainly to protect Sen Jing, in case anyone accidentally hurt her. Now that Sen Jing was safely outside, Bai Chushu ran back inside the cafeteria, shouting back to Sen Jing, "I'm going to help and supervisor." Before Sen Jing could respond, Bai Chushu was already gone, disappearing into the crowd. From the moment Bai Chushu appeared, Yi Jindai had been staring at her. She raised her hand, intending to stop her, but when she saw Sen Jing turn to look at her, she awkwardly dropped her hand, feeling embarrassed. Yi Jindai thought for a moment and then said, "Should we go in and have a look?" Sen Jing shook her head. "No need, the fight inside had started Bekao. Say there were too many people bringing food from the east courtyard, which meant that the late arriving students from the west courtyard found that all the good food had already been taken. In a fit of frustration, they began questioning those who were picking up food for the east courtyard through the serving window. The girls at academy were all from a good background and had a bit of temperament. As the two groups exchanged words, things escalated from arguing to physical fighting. Now that an supervisor was here, and with Bai Chushu, whose skills were improving by the day, helping to break up the fight, the problem should be manageable. However, Yi Jindai wanted to go inside. She knew Bai Chushu was a renowned female general of the Northwestern Army, famous in the Great Yin for her strength. But that was, in the past. Now, Bai Chushu was only 13 years old. There might be some unexpected trouble. If Yi Jindai could go in with her, she could step in to help protect her if anything happened. While Yi Jindai was thinking, more students continued to stream out of the cafeteria. Sen Jing reached out and pulled her to the side to avoid being knocked around by the crowd. But just as Sen Jing touched Yi Jindai, she suddenly heard, "Ding, a foreign spiritual entity carrying a system has been detected." Sen Jing, she looked at Yi Jindai and noticed that Yi Jindai also had a surprised expression on her face. It seemed that, like her, Yi Jindai had heard the prompt sound coming from the system. Under the blazing sun, the two of them locked eyes, and the atmosphere became unexpectedly awkward.